You're listening to The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Folks have been counting down, but it has finally happened. Just minutes ago, at high noon, some might say, Cannabis City in the SoDo neighborhood was scheduled to be the first pot store to open for business in Seattle. The lines are long. Supply might not be able to meet demand. We're going to check in with KUOW's Patricia Murphy a little bit later. She's on the scene. But first, we had some burning questions about legal marijuana in Washington State. Allison Holcomb has the answers. She led the effort to legalize marijuana here.
Any adult 21 years of age or older can buy marijuana from a Washington State store. You don't have to be a Washington resident. You can be a tourist.
And how much can you buy at one time?
Anyone can buy up to 1 ounce of flower or bud marijuana, up to 16 ounces of marijuana-infused products in solid form, so cookies, baked goods, and then up to 72 ounces of marijuana-infused product in liquid liquid form, like sodas, juices, teas.
That's a lot, 72 ounces.
It is. It's a six-pack.
A six-pack of pot beer or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the flower, the bud. Where can you legally smoke marijuana?
You can't smoke marijuana in view of the general public. So basically not while you're walking down the sidewalk. And you also can't smoke it anywhere that you can't smoke tobacco. Smoking is smoking.
So I can't be in public. If I own my house, I don't have a problem. But what if I rent an apartment or a house? Can I smoke inside?
It's a little bit trickier, but basically if your landlord has a rule against smoking, you again run into the issue about any kind of smoke. So perhaps vaporization becomes an option for you. But it's not a problem in terms of legality. There is a landlord-tenant law that allows landlords to evict people who are engaged in illegal drug behavior. But that only applies to drug activity that's illegal under state law. So that's not a problem for you now.
So, Allison, 21 and over can purchase this substance and use this substance out of the public eye. But what if you have children? If I'm a parent, can I smoke pot in front of my kids?
Well, there's nothing in Initiative 502 that prevents you from doing that, just like you could drink a beer in front of your kids. Some people have had concerns about whether or not kids are getting exposed to secondhand smoke. Mm-hmm. We obviously know that's a huge risk with tobacco. Studies indicate that that's probably not an issue with marijuana unless you're smoking a lot of it in a fairly confined space. But realistically, we have to start having conversations about what we're going to do as a society to help protect our kids and encourage them to make good choices about substance use.
But it's not illegal. You mentioned that you don't have to be a Washington State resident to line up at Cannabis City in Seattle, for example, to buy your ounce of marijuana. Can you smoke it in the hotel room that you've rented for your marijuana tourism?
Well, we run into that darn smoking provision again. So hotels also have rules against allowing smoking on premises. And some hotels may decide that they don't want to allow the behavior simply because it's illegal under federal law. I have heard that there is a cottage industry sprouting up, if you will, that is catering to the marijuana tourist.
I was just going to ask. I see an opportunity for an entrepreneur to move right in there. Allison Holcomb is here in our studio. She's drug policy director for the ACLU of Washington. How do I find out how potent a certain kind of marijuana is? Is there a label, like how many calories a cupcake has?
Yes, actually, that's one of our favorite features about Initiative 502 is that it required the Liquor Control Board to come up with rules for packaging and labeling. And those labels have to include THC concentration and cannabinoid profile, meaning how much THC compared to CBD. Some people are hearing a lot about cannabidiol, which is it has anti-seizure potential. So you'll get that kind of information now. And that's not something we've had before. And people have had some concerns about how strong some marijuana is getting.
Yes, I imagine if you're buying something in a baggie, there are no labels attached to it. I'm not out there buying, but that's a whole other subject. You mentioned edibles, and I'm a little bit confused. Are edibles for sale right now?
Edibles are not yet available in the stores. They will become available. The Liquor Control Board had adopted some regulations for edibles, but after hearing some stories about unfortunate consumer experiences in Colorado, they decided to take a step back and revisit those rules, tighten them up a bit, make sure that consumers really were getting good information and being protected as best as possible. So it's going to be a little bit longer.
Were they talking about packaging them in smaller quantities or individual serving sort of things?
That's right. One of the issues that was coming up is that if you purchase a chocolate bar, for example, that chocolate bar might contain 16 doses. And unless it's really obvious to you, you could get in a really uncomfortable place without being prepared for that.
There are a lot of laws that regulate what we can do under the influence of alcohol, and I'm thinking particularly of motorized vehicles. Is it legal to drive under the influence of marijuana?
Absolutely not. It's not legal to drive under the influence of marijuana or any other drug, prescription drugs, alcohol. And Initiative 502 creates a new standard that operates like the 0.08 for alcohol. So if an officer believes that you're impaired, everything's going to go the same way it does right now. They've got to see that you're impaired. They've got to have probable cause to arrest you. But if they think that you're impaired by something other than alcohol, they can ask a judge to allow a blood draw. And the change that Initiative 502 has implemented is if the results of that test come back at 5 nanograms of active THC, not the inactive metabolite that hangs out in your system for a long time. But if you're at 5 nanograms of active THC, that operates like a 0.08, and you can automatically be found guilty of DUI.
For people who don't smoke pot, don't plan to smoke pot, what does this day mean?
You know, I think for people that aren't interested in participating in the market, what it means is that we're actually trying to bring greater security and safety to their communities. The black market for marijuana is very real, very dangerous. We've actually had more than a half dozen homicides here in the state of Washington just since 2007 that have been related directly to marijuana being in the black market. We're also going to be providing consumers educational information at the point of sale, and we're going to be investing in strategies that we think are going to be more successful at protecting young people from marijuana than arresting and locking people up.
Allison Holcomb is drug policy director for the ACLU of Washington. She led the effort to legalize marijuana in Washington state. Later this hour, we're going to check in with KUOW reporter Patricia Murphy on the scene at Cannabis City, Seattle's first pot store.